Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week, Gus, you've got the Miami Dolphins coming into town in a little different offense because they run a lot of read option, which you guys see with your own offense. You also have seen with the Philadelphia Eagles. But Ryan Tannehill is a legitimate running threat, isn't he?
He is. You know, he played wide receiver in college, over 1,000 yards in reception. Then they moved him to quarterback. So you've got great speed back there, tough, physical, and you don't usually get those traits as a quarterback in the NFL as a runner.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of the plays that he runs, and he's not afraid to keep, and he's not afraid to take a hit.
No, he isn't, you know, and they do a great job reading that backside end right here, and they know that, you know, with him closing, that'll take away the run game, and he gets a lead blocker, it's, you know, with the tight end coming back, leading up on the safety, and they create a lot of space, and, you know, he gets a chance to utilize his speed. But this is the toughness that we're talking about. He'll take a hit, you know, in running the ball.
And I like what he does as far as covering the ball up, but you can tell that he's got experience carrying the football. Now, against the Green Bay Packers, he had a 40-yard run, and against the Bears last week on this 4th-and-1, a 30-yard.
You know, you look at it and see what times do they do it. Is it 3rd-and-1s, 4th-and-1s, 1st-and-10s? And they'll do it at any time. So different than maybe the Philadelphia game where Nick Foles didn't run the ball much. Here we have that the added dimension of the quarterback keeper.
And how about the little shake here? Kind of nice. Kind of nice for quarterback.
Yeah, he does a really nice job. And, you know, yards after contact, you know, all those things stand out on tape.
Now, when they run that read option look, I think it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, the most challenging maybe for the linebackers because he can hand it off, he can keep it, or he can keep it and throw it.
Right, and, you know, this is exactly how the run play looks. You know, it's a sweep play out of the gun, and they generally like to run it to this look. So there's nothing different, nothing that tells the backers that this is anything other than a run. And now to pull it late, you know, it creates space, easy throw, easy catch for the receiver.
And should be challenging for a linebacking group that's going to be a little bit shifting around a little bit this week.
Yeah, it's right. You know, generally you talk to linebackers, when you see a little, you see a lot. Well, they might have to see a little bit more this week because of their offense.
All right, with the Miami Dolphins defense, I don't know if I've seen a defense where they put five hands down on the ground, and they do that quite often sometimes.
They do, you know, very multiple. They have 4-3 concepts. They have 3-4 concepts. They have this look with five guys down. So really a challenge for our offense and just pointing out different things and, you know, blocking schemes. So we'll have to be on it in order to establish the run.
Now, looking at them individually across the board, looks like they've got some really good football players.
They do. Their front line, all core type starters, very talented players, and played a lot of football, a lot of size, guys that are some first round draft picks and play that way. And, you know, a great challenge for our offense.
The one guy, though, that really kind of constantly shows up on film is Cameron Wake, the defensive end.
Well, this is what we're talking about with his speed coming off the edge. You know, you got to know where he's at. A little bit undersized in terms of their other defense alignment, but that's where they utilize him. Very similar to our Leo position.
And here he is with an outside move, and he gets the trifecta. And as a defensive end, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, other than scoring, you know, but he did almost all of it right there. Very talented. He's done this for years. Really got to know where he's at on the field.
Austin Pasdor is going to have his hands full because he's a guy that's accomplished as a pass rusher. But not only Austin Pasdor, but Luke Jokel will have a challenge as well because Vernon, the other guy, is a physical presence, isn't he?
He really is physical. And usually see the speed on the right side of the defense, and they'll move guys around to try to get matchups.